You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Shop local and celebrate America's independence at Airport Home Appliance with 4th of July savings of up to 40% off. Visit our website for special buys like front load laundry units as low as $6.29 each or top load laundry units starting at $4.99 each. Let us help you save even more with free delivery, 18-month interest-free financing, and exclusive rebates not found at big box stores. Shop online, over the phone, or in-store. Airport Home Appliance. Unbeatable price, selection, and people.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that for one reason or other didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, Bangarang, we travelled to the town of Humpty Doo in Australia's Northern Territory, where in 1998, five of its residents were seemingly terrorised by what some have claimed to have been a poltergeist. Many of the journalists and researchers who also witnessed the bizarre series of strange events came to the conclusion that they centred on one person in particular, either as the perpetrator of a hoax, or perhaps for reasons a little more fantastical. In the world of parapsychology, it has long been supposed that apparent poltergeist activity, if it were to exist at all, is not the malevolent workings of the deceased, but rather the result of telekinesis, the potential ability of an individual to manipulate material things without physical contact. I find this notion particularly alluring, not least because it has featured in many of my favourite films, such as Brian De Palma's 1978 classic, The Fury, as well as David Cronenberg's equally intense take on a similar theme, Scanners, and also, in perhaps the most affecting and enigmatic of ways, in the 1979 masterpiece, Stalker, Andrei Tarkovsky's adaptation of Boris and Arkady Strugatsky's short story, Roadside Picnic. Often, those who believe in the potential for humans to wield such power have tended to link the phenomena to the hormonal rollercoaster of adolescence, or the consequence of a profound trauma. The suggestion being that something in the untethered emotions, particularly of teenagers, could be unwittingly unleashing some as yet unknown faculties of the mind. The notion of influential forces, such as gravity or electromagnetism, essentially invisible to the human eye, is well accepted. Yet despite years of scientific research, there remains no widely accepted evidence that we can manipulate them with our minds alone. There is one individual, however, that some believe came closer than most to suggesting otherwise. Her story begins almost a century ago, in the ruins of a city, where once majestic buildings have been reduced to stilted husks. Their pretty facades replaced by gaping holes, mangled iron, and shattered concrete. Emaciated faces peek out from behind the rubble. On the streets, people drift like ghosts, neither men nor women, but mere skeletons, their chests sunken and stomachs perversely swollen from severe malnutrition. Others lie frozen to death on the pavement, their bodies still wrapped in their thick clothes. On one street corner, the remains of a frozen horse are gathered up by desperate, frost-bitten hands and piled onto a sled. Elsewhere, from out of a dark alleyway, the smell of cooking flesh rises into the air. Only it is no horse meat that cooks here, but rather something a little closer to home. On the outskirts of the city, a line of Soviet T-34 tanks roll out towards the front. Small blank faces watch them silently from the edge of the road as they pass. And staring back at them, standing up through an opened turret, is a young radio operator. As she takes in the image of their lifeless, sunken eyes, she is reminded just what she is fighting for before dropping down back into the tank and closing the hatch behind her. The radio operator is Nina Mikhailova. She is 15 years old and already a veteran of war. In June 1941, the German Reich's army had begun Operation Barbarossa, an attempt by Adolf Hitler to capture the Soviet Union and secure Lebensraum for the people of Germany. A chance to build a new nation free from the non-Aryan, Slavic subhumans and Jewish Bolshevik conspirators, as he called them. The battle would be swift, beginning with the taking of Leningrad, the cultural capital of the Soviet Union, and its beating heart. By the first week of September, German forces had reached the shores of Lake Ladoga, barely 20 kilometers from the city, and together with the Army of Finland to the north, they had it surrounded. Deciding it too complicated to invade, German High Command took the decision instead to starve them out, severing all road and rail links to the city. Together with a relentless campaign of aerial bombardment, they hoped to wipe Leningrad from the face of the earth. Only they hadn't quite counted on the strength of those non-Aryan, Slavic subhumans and Jewish Bolshevik conspirators. The siege of Leningrad has since become known by some margin as the deadliest in human history. For 17 months after the air raids began, no civilian could leave the city, nor any food enter it, without making the treacherous journey through air or across Lake Ladoga. For 872 days, with virtually no food, running water or fuel, with temperatures sometimes dropping to 40 degrees Celsius below zero, the Soviet army held out against the assault. By the time it was over, roughly 2 million lives had been lost, including 800,000 citizens of Leningrad, 40% of its entire population, most of whom had starved to death. In January 1944, the by then 17-year-old Nina Mikhailova, who had risen to the rank of senior sergeant, was badly wounded when her tank was hit by artillery fire. Although she would survive her injuries, the young soldier's fight was over. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Within a year, the war had ended, and a physically and psychologically shattered Nina did what she could to forget the horrors of the past. After marrying naval engineer Viktor Kulagina, Mikhailova adopted his name, becoming Nina Kulagina, and together the couple would go on to have 3 children. But like many of her countrywomen and men, the war had never truly left Nina, and in 1963, she suffered a nervous breakdown. Having been swiftly admitted to Leningrad Hospital, she was encouraged to take up knitting to help aid her recovery. It was only a short time later that a nurse noticed something peculiar one morning about Nina's knitting technique. The funny way in which she seemed able to select the correct colour thread from her basket of wool without looking at it. When she asked Nina how she knew which colour to choose, she replied that it was simple. She saw it with her fingers. Nina's peculiar ability was quickly brought to the attention of Dr. Leonid Vasilyev, professor of physiology at Leningrad University. For a number of years, Vasilyev had been developing a parapsychology lab at the university based on the model first introduced in the 1930s by Joseph Banks Ryan and his colleagues at North Carolina's Duke University in the United States. After Kulagina's release from hospital, Vasilyev arranged to meet with her to discuss her apparent extrasensory perception, only to discover something far more extraordinary in the process. "When she gets angry, things move or break themselves," said her husband Viktor, shortly after the three of them had sat down together in the Kulagina's living room. "How do you mean?" inquired Vasilyev. It had started soon after returning from war. Objects seemed to move around Nina whenever she became frustrated, as if drawn to her like a magnet. At one time, a jug had apparently slid from a table and smashed onto the floor. Lights would flicker off and on whenever she drew near to the bulb. Sensing the esteemed doctor's incredulity, Viktor proceeded to show him a series of homemade films he had shot of Nina's apparent telekinetic abilities. The doctor watched in amazement as the grainy black and white footage played out before him. Images of Nina sat huddled over various objects, a look of intense concentration on her face as she moved her hand over the top of them until finally they began to move, unaided, across the surface. Cautious that he wasn't being taken for a ride, Vasilyev arranged for Nina to replicate the feat under laboratory conditions at the University of Leningrad, which she apparently did successfully, prompting Vasilyev to proclaim that he had seen nothing like it in over 30 years of paranormal research. In 1968, Kulagina was introduced to the rest of the world at the first Moscow International Conference on Parapsychology. Over the course of the next 25 years, Nina continued to amaze countless scientists keen to put her abilities to the test. Dr. Gannady Sagaev, a neurophysiologist attached to Leningrad's Military Institute, described one experiment where Kulagina, again sat at a table, was apparently able to influence a compass needle, a box of matches, and a number of loose cigarettes with nothing but her mind. Nina had been heavily scrutinized by Sergeyev and a number of his colleagues, while also being requested to change positions at the table throughout the experiment. In another, again under laboratory conditions, and supervised by Sergeyev, Kulagina was invited to stop a frog's heart from beating. The heart had been removed and placed in a solution where it was kept animated by an electrical current. Nina is said to have first made the heart beat faster, then slower, before making it stop entirely. It was also said that Kulagina's own heart rate would rise to as much as 240 beats per minute when in the process of utilizing her apparent powers. Also, that she would lose up to 2 kilos in a single session, which would routinely leave her with blurred vision, dizziness, and terrible pains in her spine. After almost 3 decades of experiments, Nina Kulagina eventually died at the age of 64 in 1990, apparently due in part to the strain the performing of her abilities had placed on her body. Kulagina was understandably the subject of much skepticism within the scientific community, with many suggesting her powers to be nothing more than common parlor tricks, using magnets and invisible threads to pull and manipulate the objects in front of her. Others were quick to suggest that she had merely been a pawn of a Cold War era Soviet Union, who had fabricated her powers in an attempt to intimidate the United States government. Those who claim to have witnessed her separating the yolk from the white of an egg when standing 2 meters away from it would beg to differ. If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video, anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc Therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.